now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over high hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brain, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums with Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I am your host, Chalk Mommy, and I am so happy to be here today. I have Montana the Mac from ATL in the house, and we're going to be playing some of his music. I have mixes from the hottest DJ, DJ A-Ron. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff today. I haven't really picked a topic because I never do that. I basically talk about whatever the hell comes to mind. So basically what I'm going to do is behave myself, which is very hard to do. And I'm going to chat with everybody. So I'll be in my chat room on here, my chat room on Blog Talk, and basically my tweet deck. Only requirements I have is, guys, if you cam up, please do not show me your dick. There is a time and a place for everything, and this is like a family channel. I don't want to get banned because you want to show me your meat, okay? So, like, we can do that, like, another time or somewhere else or on my late night show. But today from 2 to 4, can we please not show body parts or anything like that? I mean, you know, we can, like I said, we can do that at a later time. I don't mind. You know, I might Skype some people or whatever and whatnot. So, basically, I'm going to go ahead and start getting ready for the show. Like I said, we have Montana Mac out of Georgia coming on, and I'm going to be playing some good music. We'll be talking and everything like that. So, what my slogan is ride the chocolate wave. So, that's what we do around here. We ride the chocolate wave. We do big things. We have, like, a really, really, really good time and whatnot, and we just do, like, all kinds of things. So, basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Mel Matrix. He just dropped a mixtape called Matrix Reloaded. He's from Bird Gang Dipset. He's doing big things. I'm happy that, you know, I fucks with him, and I've been pushing his mixtape, and it's number one on Retweetia. Yes, I do my thing, for those of you that don't know. So right now, we're going to play Pull Triggers, Mel Matrix. So here it comes. Wait, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now I'm ready. I think. My computer is being so stupid today. So just bear with me. Sorry.
Shit it on a freestyle. Melly Matrix. Hey, couple, what's happening, homie? Still flying high, ain't that shit? triggers on them. Pulling triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack. Murder. I'm on the corner posted up where the bulls at. Khaki shirt, true religions in the bulls at. Got plans, I'm trying to stunt, but pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here, you see the Aston Martin.
Yeah.
V12, wolf and blood when the engine starts. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dog. Pull triggers on them. Triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them.
Prowling by the club and he plotting on him.
Fox.
You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him.
Chitta.
One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
He bustin' a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him. Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the Holland, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide.
Whoa.
I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi.
Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them.
That was No Matrix Pull Triggers on them from the Matrix Reloaded mixtape that just dropped. The Tuesday before last. Now we're gonna play Freaky in the Club by John Doe.
Hey, Freaky in the Club.
It's John Doe.
Freaky in the club.
That was John Doe, Freaky in the Club, Freaky in the Club. And for that, that was Mel Matrix, Pulling Triggers. Now, for everybody that's tuning in, I know y'all probably like, okay, Chocolate City Radio, what the hell is that? Chocolate City Radio is my radio show. Everything that I do is chocolate because of my complexion. See, I am chocolate all over. See, chocolate, 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 right? So, I am an adult entertainer, but I don't do, like, porn, so to speak. I put my site in the chat room so people can go see it. No, I'm not going to show my boobs. I am doing a radio show. I am not on here to do any rated X stuff. That'll be something later on or whatever. So you guys can stick around or you can go on. I mean, either way, I'm not about to get banned because you want to see something. Shit. Like I said, there's a different time and a different place. If you want to see my adult site, then I can put that in the chat room and you can see me get it in, whatever it is you want to see. But right now, I'm just giving you some feedback about Chocolate City Radio. It's the Illest Sex Talk Show. Basically, I have artists that come on the show. We talk about everything. I ask them questions. We play music. We have fun. Some of them cam up. This is something new for me. I like to have fun and everything like that. So, it's like different little things for different people or whatever. So, basically, I'm waiting for my guest to come on, and his name is Montana the Mac, and again, he's from ATL, and I am going to be chilling and playing music, having a good time, doing what I do and whatnot. So, basically, I'm going to sit here and play a couple of mixes and whatnot for my guests. I mean, I have like all kinds of music and everything like that. So I may have stuff that you want to hear, or I may not have anything for you at the particular time. But if you was to hit me up and let me know what it is that you wanted, then I could sit there and I could play it for you, or I could get it or whatever. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this mix and wait for my guests to come on, and we're going to keep kicking it, and we're going to keep having a good time or whatever. So, basically, let's start, let's go, let's get it. So, here we go.
Yo, what it do? You already know I'm rocking with my top-notch DJ, DJ A-Ron. This your own boy, Ace Hood. And yeah, he a hit-breaker DJ. One of the biggest DJs in the game. 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 One of the biggest DJs in the game.
And I was thinking,
baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. Tell me, why would you just think about it?
You wanna know what it is, baby.
Body to body.
Bath water, no panties on, come up out them leg warmers, wrap up your hair, leave on your heels, kissing you while I whisper shawty how it feel, let your mind wonder, oh you thinking dirty, I was thinking you can ride me Miss Kentucky Derby, why dream about it, let's take advantage, my body on your body, hope that you can manage, got a morning, damn it, feel good, pulling on that head of letter, know I'm still hood. Damn right, serve her the real, this year the ace.
you're partially Asian. Better know your body got me focused, I'm just so sedated. And I guarantee I do you better than your past related. Body to body, where did the sign it? Said if I hit the spot that I'll make you tsunami. Change up your sheets, no time to sleep. After what she thinking, she replied that I'm a beat. Yeah, she replied that I'm a beat. Got it locked between the sheets and even in the street.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in, yeah. Why would we just think about it?
I wanna get it in, yeah.
Body to body, body to body,
yeah.
Body to body, body to body, body to body,
one of your lips, your ears, your neck, your stomach, or your back. Your inner thigh right on your kneecap or your belly button. These other guys be out here talking, but they steady fronting. They don't know what they want, that's why I tell you, put your trust in me. Share all your secrets, your desires, and your fantasies. I ain't gonna tell nobody, baby, I'm an only child. I keep it to myself, cause all I wanna do is see you smile. Knowing that you got someone to talk to, ain't that what you want? I'll be your lover, your provider, and your confidant. And I won't judge you, cause I know that ain't nobody perfect. But you got some perfect imperfections, and that makes you worth it. I wanna see your body, you know all the positions that you like it in. We can do it slow or have some drinks and it gets enticing when you like it rough, and I give it rough and start to pull your hair. Cause ecstasy's your destination, and I'ma take you there. Tell me a secret, babe.
Tell me something that nobody else knows. You don't think about it just soon as the door's closed.
Boulevard, drop by the OC.
Don't act all hossa-ditty and don't act like you don't do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I have a real problem with females making dudes wait 90 days to get them some pussy. To me, that is horrible. That is horrible. Like,
because they know they want to fuck anyway, so, you know.
Exactly.
I don't see what you're waiting on.
Exactly. And a man is going to talk about you regardless. So if you give them some the first night or you make them wait 90 days, if he feels like you a hoe, he going to call you whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So a lot of times if people just went ahead and did what the fuck they felt instead of waiting, then you would know if you're wasting your time. You would know if you're, like, compatible with somebody or not.
Yep, you got fall for them and have feelings for them, and then you can't get rid of them. And they ain't fucking you. How you want to be fucked? So it's a downfall of waiting.
Yeah, and then with men, when they say they don't pay for pussy, like, there's three categories, and all men fall into one of those categories.
Yeah, you know, on that pussy thing, I'm going to do what I got to do. You got to please your female, or somebody else going to do it.
So have you ever paid for it?
No, I ain't never paid for it. I mean, if I pay for it, if I take it to eat, I'm paying for it. If I
that's
pick it up and gas $3, I'm paying for it. So
that's
I can say, yeah.
That's indirect pay. And then a lot of guys that tell them when they go to the strip club, they're putting it on layaway. So it's like you giving this bitch all this money, hoping that she going to slip up and fuck you at the end of the night, and she not. Then you come back the second night and you spend a little bit more. Now, maybe the third and the fourth night, she might turn around and be like, you know what, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give him some.
Yeah, she owe you one. That's how she feels.
Yeah, that's putting pussy on layaway. And a lot of guys are like, no. And then they be like, well, females pay. Yes, females do pay for dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I? No, because I'm not fucking. But I paid for the room. The last time I got some dick, I paid for it because I paid for the room because I didn't want that motherfucker to come to my crib, and I didn't want to come to his. So, you know, sometimes you got to pay for what you want. Yeah, it was. Would I fuck again? Hell no. I mean, he served his purpose. He served his purpose. And that's basically, like, you know what I'm saying? Me, I feel like if you want to fuck somebody on the first night, go do it. I will, because I want to get it out the way. So that way, I'll know if you can please me or if I can please you. Then that way, I ain't got to sit there and be wasting my time and we be on the phone all booed up 2:00 in the morning for like a month. And then when you finally give me the jet, that shit is horrible. Do you know how mad I would be? Like, are you serious?
Then you just wasted all that time for nothing.
Exactly. And that's the way how guys, I feel about dudes that wait 90 days. I mean, females, really, if you're holding your pussy hostage for 90 days, do you really think he's waiting on you? No. You might look up and find a dumb one, but for the most part, that motherfucker fucking somebody else, and he gonna act like on that 90th day, he gonna act like his dick is so heavy, full of cum, his nuts hurt, and he gonna act like it's the biggest nut he busted. All he do is just not fuck that last week and make sure that you feel all that nut when he give it to you. That's it.
You tell her the truth, though.
Like,
you sure telling the truth.
Like, man, miss me with that bullshit. Like, you just gotta keep it all the way funky. Like, men lie, women lie, but I tell the truth. If I lie, it's because I don't want to hurt your feelings. But then sometimes you have to hurt a person's feelings for them to understand that what used to work in the past ain't working in the future.
Yep. Yeah, that's very true.
Like, you know, we was talking last Saturday about tongue rings, and this guy told me he had a tongue ring like he was trying to impress me. That don't impress me because either you can eat pussy or you can't. Females that got a tongue ring, either you can suck dick or you can't. And it's like
still
a mental
garbage.
Thing.
It can still be garbage. It's just, you know, it's a, for female, me looking at a female, it's a turn on. But still, if she don't know how to suck dick, she don't know how to suck dick. It's just over with.
True indeed. I don't have that problem. My head game is a felony, so I'm good.
That's so silly. You threw me out with that shit. That's a great slogan.
But it really is. I have no problems. Like, after I bless you with the mouth, motherfuckers are trying to wipe me up, like,
kiss me
and bring me to their place and be like, nah, I need you to stay here. Why I need to stay here? I mean, why can't I just come back and mess with you when I feel like it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's either my terms or I try to find some mutual friends. Other than that, I don't really be caring. They can miss me with that bullshit, because I don't, so... Oh, let me see. Somebody asked me, but do I catch it, though? Man, please, yo. I swallow. Like, that shit is nothing. I make you back up. I put you in a fetal position.
Yo, that's so crazy. But I know you're telling the truth, though.
Like, shit, I need my protein. That shit good. It helped me stay fit.
All good.
They say that it's, like, when you're pregnant, if you swallow sperm, it's supposed to be good for the baby. And now that gives motherfuckers a reason to walk around and be like, I told you my nut was manly. Now, all nut is good nut, and not all, what have I heard? Oh, if I drink pineapple juice, you make my shit taste. That's a fucking lie. It's all about it ain't about what the fuck you drink. So if that's the case, Diddy got peach Ciroc out. I am a big peach person.
True.
So that would mean, hey, buddy, why don't you drink this fifth of peach Ciroc and let me see if your nut tastes like peach liquor. Get the fuck out of here.
That's all I'm saying. We'll have to Google that.
You're like, oh, like, hell no. You know, on October the 26th, I'm doing a radio show on Illuminati. That shit is going to be interesting. Because I have, like, a lot of panelists on and everything like that. I really don't know a lot about it or whatever. So I'm curious to see how things are going to play out.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, it will. Because, like, the flyer that I'm going to use have all these rappers that's supposed to be part of the Illuminati,
and I'm
question marks on their heads. You know what I'm saying? So, like, is Daisy really part? Did Jennifer Hudson really sell her mother and everything out for fame? I mean, that's the kind of shit I be wanting to know. Because I feel like this. I'm struggling. I'm happy to be struggling. I'm not about to sell my soul to
for nothing. But when you get that fly, make sure you send it to me.
Oh, trust me. You know,
make sure
with my ass on Twitter and that flyer, boy, my lines are gonna be packed.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, I'm just saying. Females, if y'all are listening, if y'all wanna be models on Blast Your Thoughts, go to blastyourthoughts.com, and he spells your U-R, you know, the Ebonic way. So that's how y'all need to spell it, and go to his site. It's really nice. I have my own page on there because I'm a bad bitch, and I do what I say, so you guys need to check that out. And then another thing is, just because your mama told you that you was cute and you should model, that makes it necessary. True. If a dude told you that you could be a model and you ain't had no offers for no free photo shoots or whatever, that motherfucker lied to you to get some pussy. That does not mean that.
They be doing it too.
He laid in the bed, his dick hard, because he wants some more pussy.
That show be getting the emails, and I be looking like, this ain't right.
Yeah, and then the female who believe it. No, that's that I want some more pussy vibes. You know what I'm saying? Or this is what we're telling you. We want some more dick. We want him to take a shot. Get it in them shorts and we can go to the beach. Ooh, you want me to go ahead and make the reservations right now? What's your car?
She getting them free pics, though. Hold for the count, the free picks.
Hell yeah, and what's crazy is motherfuckers fall for that shit.
Oh yeah. This game everywhere.
You know,
game everywhere.
And I mean, it's just like crazy. Because it's like, why do people have to lie to get with, you know, just tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you'll get so much further. Like me, if you fuck me and the dick is whack, guess what? I'm going to tell you that it's whack, so you won't go to the next chick and think that your shit is good. And I'm saying, you'll appreciate it in the long run because you're like, you know what? She kept it real with me, and she told me that my dick wasn't good, or I may have thought my dick was big, and she told me that it was average or it may have been below average. And I really appreciate it. So my options would be either to get a penis pump or to get a penis.
That way you ain't got to know not to call no more.
Oh, he ain't going to call because he ain't even going to finish. What I can say is, like, me, I'm on BlackBerry Messenger, so I have groups, and people will put up pictures of pussies and pictures of dick, and I sit back and I look at the compliments that's on there, and I'm like, wow, they can't really be serious. Like, they told him his dick is big. No, they must be looking through some eyes that I mean, they must be seeing something I'm not seeing. So I sit there and like, okay. I'm sorry to tell you, but that shit is not big. Like, if I can put my mouth over your shit and not feel anything in my throat, your dick is not big. You know what I mean? So I would need you to go back to the drawing board and figure out what the fuck you gonna do. Fuck me in the dark, do some added inches of you to step on, and that way I can't tell, and then that way we'll be just fine.
Fair.
That's how I look at it. I mean, I could be wrong for that. I don't know.
Everybody had what they want, dude.
You know, it depends. What kind of female do you like?
I'm married, so I'm with who I'm with. Married and happy, so, you know, I'm married because she gave me everything I wanted.
Okay, yeah. Now, when you say she gave you everything you wanted,
yeah.
Okay. What about, well, she had to give you everything you needed, because a lot of times people
well,
be like,
I said that, I'm glad you said that too, needed. I changed that to needed. Yeah, some of the things I want. Yeah, but I changed that to needed.
So, it's kind of different.
What you mean? So I need and want?
Yeah, a lot of people can't distinguish that.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge difference. That's a huge difference. You know, but once you find a person you want to be with, you're good. You know, you ain't going to settle, but you're happy with what you have. And so, you know, cast them wants away. Let it be. That's how I look at it. Now, if I ever get a divorce, then I'm going to go back to what I want. But other than that, I'm good.
So, like, how long have you been married?
I've been married for right at 4 years now.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I was married for almost 7. No, yeah. 6.5.
Just
6.5. And it was quite interesting. That's all I can say. It was very interesting.
It's interesting, but it's different. But I enjoy it, though.
Because I didn't think that I could like the same person. I mean, excuse me, same dick.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I mean, while we have to, sometimes we might have a new type thing going on or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know. Okay, let me ask you, if you get married, have you ever gone to a super club?
Say it to my strip club?
No, swingers club.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Really?
Nah, nope, not at all.
Wow. Man, I need some more Will and Jada.
But you know, they falling out behind that, too. You know?
I think it's because Will probably didn't want Keith no more. He probably didn't want to take it. He wanted with
yeah.
Jada on it.
Yeah, I say that. You know, older you get, the more you be like, you know, is it really worth it? That's probably that stage you're going through. As kids get older, they know it now, you know what's going on. I ain't no fool, so he probably trying to slow down and she want to keep going.
I mean, it all depends. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like sometimes variety is good. It keeps you from getting bored and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Or she can act like he's a different person. She can come home and she can have a blonde wig and some contacts. And she can be like, oh, my name is Leticia or whatever. Oh,
that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee.
I mean, it's all a mind thing, I think. Did I do something? Hello? Oh, his call dropped. He must be on T-Mobile or Boost or something like that. So now, yes, on here, my radio name is Chocolate City. Most people call me Choc for short, for Choc Mommy. So, I'm going to play another song. Let me see. What do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to play Cloud Nine, Better Than Me.
Cloud Nine, do it, baby. 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 Baby, do it, baby. Usually I make it rain, and I'm killing them. So now I'm cool, say, got a club on fire, propane. Do it, baby, stick it, baby, stick it, baby. Drop it to the floor, girl, go and hit it right. Bottoms up, say, yeah. Why me shake them up, tell me, hey, let me slow it down a little bit. These niggas think you better than me, or quit. And I'ma throw the book at them, pull a pit. Cause I ain't really trying to hear this nigga bullshit. Yeah, I got my mind just shoes on. I'm on cloud now, we in our own town. Try to shake it now, I see a damn town. I ain't popping gates, and that's it, I'm home.
Baby, just on me, I'm in death with me tonight. Baby, just on me, you on me.
Blast your thoughts. And then we're going to bring somebody in from Tiny Chat. Oh, I'm glad you're sick, Cam. I'm going to say, I can't pronounce his name. Y'all think I'm saying A-L.
Algernon.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up with you?
Sitting up here tripping. Before we go any further, my daughter just came in my room and was telling me about Rick Ross. Everybody knows I don't really like Rick Ross, but because he was going through his shit with his seizures and everything like that, I was telling everybody to pray for him and everything like that, because that's a serious thing. But somebody in his camp was like, in the last, well, the previous 24 hours, that fat bastard smoked 100 blunts, and that's what brought us all of that. So, you know what? You was about to be a dumbass, that motherfucker. Ugh. Shit, think I was concerned about so fat ass. Oh, I can't wait to see my picture, because now he gonna be looking like Fat Bastard from fucking Austin Powers, and he gonna have a chicken box in the background. He gonna have a blunt. Now, getting back to our conversation, we were talking about married people keeping it intimacy and swinging, and I have two married men on the phone. Does that mean I'm trying to have extramarital affairs with them? No, it just means I'm getting their point of view from the married life. So, how do you pronounce your name again? Can I just say AJ?
Oh, yeah, just call me AJ, and I ain't married. I was just fucking with you.
Oh, see? There go me lying again.
I'm going to tell you. I lie. Don't get me wrong. I lie about a lot of shit. To get some pussy, don't act like niggas don't lie to get no ass. Don't act like bitches don't lie to get no money. Please, let's keep it real, like you said. Truth be told, I'm married. Truth be told, do I tell bitches I want to fuck or marry? It depends. If I really don't give a fuck about a bitch, I'm going to tell her, hey, I'm married, what you want to do? But if I kind of really want to get to know her, she intimidate me a little bit. I ain't going to let this bitch know that. But if she intimidate me a little bit, I might lie and say I'm not married. But most of the time I do tell a bitch I'm married, because most bitches don't give a fuck if you're married these days anyway. So it is.
Well, see, you have a point there, and then again, me personally, I was married and my husband cheated, therefore I know what it feels like to be on the receiving end and then fucking with a married man, you know what I'm saying? So I've straddled both sides of the fences, and you're right, it's some females that will fuck with a married man quicker than they will a single man, because y'all can't control shit, y'all can't run shit, because you have a household that you have to run. All you can do is give them some things, and you might break them off with some lunch money or something like that, or some gas money, but for real, you're just getting them to do some shit that your wife or your wifey might not do.
I mean, you got a point, but for me, I've been with this same chick that I'm married to right now since 1994. I got married to her in 2001. So, with that being said, that's a long time to be fucking this same pussy box, you know what I'm talking about? So, I fuck around. I ain't gonna lie to you, I fuck around, but, you know, like you're saying, the wife's gonna get everything. The bitch on the side, depending on how bad the bitch is, she can get a little something, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna be breaking the bank for the bitch. But with me, I love bitches. I love bitches, and always practice safe sex. Don't ever do that shit, because 2012, which is around the corner, bitches falling off. Don't be sticking your dick in any pussy just because a bitch bad as fuck. Your ass gonna be on the deathbed. But that was just some side shit. With you, I don't even know who the fuck you is, but I just found your ass on motherfucking Stick'Em, and I like what you talking about, because like you say, you keep it real, I'm feeling that. I like motherfuckers that keep it real. Say the truth. If you gonna fuck on the first date, be with it. Don't be acting like you this sadiddy bitch. Pussy leaking, got your panties soaking wet, fucking up my passenger side because you won't get it. You don't want to seem like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to seem like a hoe. I ain't gonna call you a hoe. Like I said, if I think you a hoe, I'm going to say that regardless whether it's today, whether it's 10 years from now, I'm going to say it one of these days. If I don't think that, ain't about being a hoe. Well, first of all, I want you to answer this, baby. What makes you a hoe because you fuck on the first date? Tell me that.
You know
why?
I don't have to be for a hoe. But you got girls to me. I would say when it comes to the female calling another female a hoe, it's because the female is being called a hoe is not afraid of and get down and dirty to the bedroom. You know what I mean? So it's always the girl that sits in on the shit that calls the hoe. The female that does everything a hoe. I don't know what makes a man call a girl a hoe. I mean, if you call a bitch a hoe because she's fucking a lot, okay, that's stupid. Everybody fucks. Some people fuck more than others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it all depends. Me, I don't call a female a hoe. You know what I'm saying? People might say a hoe is somebody that fucks for money. Well, then if that's the case, a housewife is a hoe. But that's just fucking money. A car, a good life.
What do you think about that, Paula?
Don't get comfortable being a housewife because a housewife is the only form of prostitution.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. I mean, at the same time, it ain't fair to women to be called a hoe because just as fast as she giving up the pussy on the first day, the nigga giving up the dick on the same fucking day, too. So why does a female have to wear that tag?
Because that's men. You got some men that be like, man, that bitch fucked 3 different dudes in one day, but he fucked 5 girls in the same day, different girls. He gets a high five. She nasty. I don't look at it as being nasty. I look at it as dude A, maybe he ate her pussy. Dude B, maybe licked her ass. And dude C, fucked the shit out of her. Maybe she had 3 different dudes for 3 different needs. I mean,
I'll tell you on that. But I'm gonna flip the script on another subject. Do you think fucking in the ass is nasty? Do you think licking ass is nasty?
I'm an open-minded female. It's 2011. If you get caught up just doing some missionary shit or, okay, like, here's my bottle and here's the dick. No, you gotta be like,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like, it's 2011. You got to do, you gotta take it to the next level to keep a man or to make shit interesting. Do you lick everybody's ass? No. Make them get fresh out the shower? Of course. Fucking in the ass can be a good thing, and sometimes it can be a bad thing. If that motherfucker just came home from doing some years in prison, it's a bad thing unless you know what he was doing.
Okay, you want some next shit, because I was talking about a nigga licking ass, so damn, this female's out there really licking ass like that. And first of all, a bitch ain't licking my ass. Ain't doing it. I'm sorry. You ain't fucking with my ass.
See,
no, sir.
You'll be the main ones that, like,
no, sir.
It's a skill to it. Because if she's a good dick sucker and she's smooth with the tongue, then it's because then she's going on the pad, right? She's slobbing, popping, slurping, and all that good shit, right? So then she go down to the nut sack. So you already mesmerized by how she sucks. And when she hit them nuts, you like, oh, shit. She's killing me. And once she hits the nuts, she going to go up under that sack and that lump ass in it. And you already fucked up in the head because how she did your nuts. Like, when she hit that lump, she going to tap the ass real deep. She going to do it so fast, you ain't even going to know what happened.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Now, you must be talking from experience. That's what you doing right now. You done did that shit before. I know you did, so you even got a front.
I can only speak on what I do. I can only speak on experience.
Damn. And he was with that shit, though?
What? Man, please. I'm like Don Corleone. I make you an offer you
real shit, you have to take it to the next level. You got to do some shit, keep the spice alive, because what you won't do, the next bitch will. A lot of females don't really understand that or comprehend that. You have to do what you got to do to keep your man, boy, because my interest level lasts a long time. I ain't going to front. I mean, I'm old school. I grew up around my grandma and all them. But, I mean, after a while, you got to keep that spice rolling, man. That's like if you ride them same tires year-round, after a while, them bitches going to get bald and they going to be of no use. You're going to have to get some new tires. So you better spice that shit up before the tires go bald. That's all I'm saying to you ladies out there. Y'all better get with it. Better get with it.
Some people do. Some people don't. I mean, it all depends. Some people feel like they feel like they look so good that their husband or their man went and cheat on them. Y'all be the first motherfuckers that make a motherfucker cheat because y'all too cute to do any fucking thing. Bitch, suck my dick. Oh, I can't suck it like that. I can't get it sloppy. I mean, I'm not going to look cute like that. Sucking a dick is not supposed to be sexy. It'd be like,
or difficult.
Oh, let me look in the mirror. Oh, man, my lips are not perfectly formed. Bitch, suck that dick and shut the fuck up, please.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. I need to talk. You need to talk to some of the bitches I know because they need to take some motherfucking notes. Because, and you're right, just because you look good, that don't mean shit. Some of these beautiful, famous ladies, man, be cheating on them day in and day out. All these celebrities, they be beautiful, but they man fucking with other hoes. It just happens. You got R. Kelly, you got Usher, you got Trey Songz, you got all the motherfuckers. They can't keep no woman. I don't care how good they girl look. A man going to step out eventually. And that's period. Back in the days, yeah, you had the 12 kids. Your grandma and your granddad had been together like 25 million years. But nowadays, relationships don't last that long. Nowadays, the interest don't stay there. And that's just what it is. All I can tell you is how to protect the sex. Please always practice that because I know I do because I don't fuck around with that shit. Bitch ain't going to kill me. But I like your radio station, man. When is the time that this shit is on? Because I'm going to be hitting your ass up. And I'm going to have to offer all fuck this for you. I'm telling you, I'm going to be your biggest caller. I'm trying to tell you.
My
shit I got to say.
Mondays from 12 to 2, I do fan mail where I answer my fan questions. Tuesday nights, 8 to 10. Friday nights, 8 to 10. And on Saturdays from 2 to 4. So, I do that, and then sometimes late night, me and my co-host, we might do what is called chocolate panties, and we might do like a little lingerie show where we switch different lingeries, and we might dance.
Okay, when is that? Repeat that right there. You just brought my attention right there. When is that again, man?
Sometimes on Friday nights from 12 to 1, we might do a lingerie show.
All right.
Just like different little things. You know, we trying to do what we do.
All right, I'll be tuning into that. This is another female, right?
Of course.
Hey, you got to ask. These niggas be doing some real.
What lingerie could a fucking man wear?
You got to ask. There's some niggas into some real shit these days. You got to ask. I'm sorry.
Okay, so. Do I look like the type of person that would have a fruity ass motherfucker on my screen?
No, you don't.
Fucking lingerie.
No, you don't. But at the same time, you might have a fan base that put in requests for certain things. I mean, I don't know nothing about your show. I'm just
okay,
this is the first time I've ever seen it.
If they put in a request, then the motherfuckers need to host it, and I come co-host on their shit. But not on my shit. I have nothing against gay people or anything like that. Bitch on bitch is beautiful, but you still need some dick. Two guys, come on now. Because when I'm behind the female role, you might as well fuck a bitch and stop playing.
I feel you, because that gay shit, like I said, I ain't got nothing against gay people too, but ain't no way in the world a gay man can convince me that another nigga fucking him from the back got his nuts hitting the other person's nuts at the same time in his asshole that shit is normal and natural. Ain't nothing about feeling another man hairy nuts on my nuts that's going to turn me on. I'm sorry. I don't understand that gay shit. I just don't. What are your thoughts on gay men anyway? I mean, is there any possibility that you can give a gay man a chance? Say he's gay and he saw you and he say he want to give up being gay, but he's been gay for like 20 years, but now he saw you. I'm just saying, he saw you and he instantly want to try to turn the tables. You know what I'm saying? What would you do in that situation? Say he's a handsome guy, polite, all that.
I swear. I would have, this is what I would do. I would have to invest in hella condoms, right? And what I would do is take the regular condoms, lap him up. If he, depending on how big he is or whatever, right? But I would take regular lifestyle condoms, slide them on. Then I'd come back with the magnums. Or maybe I should put the magnum on first, then come back and put the regular ones on. So then it's like that added security where it's just straight and nothing else can go or move or anything like that. And then we would take it from there. I wouldn't kiss him. I don't think I would want him to put his mouth on me. We would stick to the basics. Nigga, you not fitting in. Hit it doggy style. I'm either going to ride you or we're going to do missionary. Anything else is out the question. And I got to see your medical records. You would have been tested several different times. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
right.
Can't talk to none of your little gay-ass homeboys. None of that shit. I better not catch you in no fucking skinny legs or none of that shit like that. I better not catch you doing the cat daddy, the stanky leg. None of that shit. You don't have to walk a motherfucking shit ass line, yo. And I don't even want you to smack me on my ass because I don't know where your thought pattern would be at. You know what I'm saying? No. Hell, fuck no.
I feel you on that, but it's time to switch it to another subject, back on what you do. Now, talking about your sexuality, looking at you, you look like a fucking freak to me. But is there anything sexually that you would not do with a man, a straight man? Anything.
Okay.
Can you think of anything?
Yeah, it's a couple things. You're not going
really?
To kiss on me. You're not going to shit on me. You're not going to put my ass in handcuffs and tie me to a bed because ain't no telling what the fuck might run through your mind. You may have heard me talking shit about you, or I may have put you on blast with a video, and you may have impure thoughts and intentions towards me. So if I let you handcuff me, then you can bring all kinds of shit to the bedroom. Hell, you might bring another motherfucking y'all. Nah, you might try some double penetration. No, I have to be in control. So, me personally, no handcuffs, no piss, no shit. You're not pouring no hot wax on my ass. That ain't gonna work either. Anal is not a regular activity, so that would be off. I have to initiate that. I have to be, like, really fucked up for that one. Then,
okay.
Let me see. Other than that, you know, you're not about to come on my face. I don't give a fuck
really?
How good or my skin is not bad, so I don't need that shit on my face. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I'm good. Yeah.
Damn. You can't come on your face? Oh, man. Why not?
What? Man, please. Because he might.
I never did it before, though.
He might make a mistake and his aim ain't good. He might come in my eye. He might come in my nose. Matter of fact, this dude yesterday was like, he came in somebody's ear, and she broke up with him and tried to sue him because she got a real bad ear infection.
Wow. So you've had a threesome before?
Of course. My first one was in downtown Atlanta. We were in a club, and she kept messing with me. And I took her in the bathroom and did her lovely. My boyfriend had no clue. I told her, let's go. So we go to the car. He go and he gets the car. And what happened was, let's see, hold on, it stopped recording. Okay, what happened was he goes and he gets the car. And we get in the car, and I'm in the front, she's in the back, and we're in downtown Atlanta. Next thing you know, she kind of got crazy, and we were in the back seat, last naked, and he's driving. I made him stop at a fucking open parking space. It was like real open, and we just got it in. And she couldn't believe that was like my first time or whatever. And I was like, yeah, it was my first time. And
Who did what? She licked you? Did you do any activities on her, or did she do everything?
I put it in the bathroom. In the bathroom. I initiated everything. I did it all.
Licked the coochie and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a freak. Oh, my God. You get my dick off. Oh, my goodness.
I sure did. And my ex was like, what in the fuck? Like, he had no clue.
Mm. girl. She was cute. She was ugly. She was average.
She was pretty. I mean, she was petite and stuff like that. And I felt like with her, everything would be safe because she had a boyfriend and she had a husband. I wouldn't think she would want what I had because she had too much dick going on. But I was wrong because she ended up fucking him. And I'm like, really?
Okay.
And he sent me on my birthday to be with her.
That's cool. I got one more question for you, then I gotta go because this bitch blowing up my phone. She won't make us forget. But have you ever had sex with your man from now, before you was married, school, whatever, in front of somebody else? Have you ever did that? Would you do something like that?
Of
if the timing right.
Of course, I would do it. One of my things is like when I do get a man, because I'm single right now, is I love to watch football. You know what I'm saying? So
really?
He invites fellas over for Sunday football. I done cook wings and shit like that. They on the table. Then I just go ahead and get him some of this felony head game, and then we just get it popping.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And they'll be like, yo, this motherfucker is so damn lucky. Like, how did he look up and get a bitch like that? We can't get nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
Damn, you talk like your head game is some powerful shit. You convincing me. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like saying stuff like that because I'm looking at you on the screen. I'm on the phone. But you convincing me that your head game is probably mean as fuck. You really making me believe that. Just from your vocals, from what you saying to me, making me believe that you got that certified head game. That's what I'm believing right now. So is it fair to believe that?
Of course.
Damn, I need a bitch like you, man. Fuck that shit. I need a bitch like you. Goddamn.
Yeah,
on the side, though. On the side, though.
That. You know what I'm saying? I have videos, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like an everyday average chick. You know, I got a nice
little... You got videos? What are you videos at?
Google Shock Mommy and all kinds of shit will come up.
Shock Mommy. You about to make me do that shit right now. Peace. I'm finna be out. Are you adding me as a friend, right? Because I'm going to have to be checking your little show out and shit.
Yes. As soon as you get off or you go on your computer, you'll see that I added you.
Okay, I'll do that. Nice talking to you, Ma.
It was nice talking to you, too, and keep being freaky.
Oh, I'm always be freaky. Safely, but freaky.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was quite an interesting conversation. So now, on that note, I've got to play some music. I don't know where the hell my guest is. Like, they keep sending me damn music, but I don't see the fucking artist. So, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and play me some more music and pull up some shit and be like, where the fuck is everybody at? It's, like, crazy. So, you know what? I've got to play. Let me see. I want something fast. You know what? I'm going to play Mirko. I'm going to play Life. I just got to find it. It's on here somewhere. You know what? I got it. I'm bugging. I just do things the hard way. I want y'all to be like, what the hell? I'm just special. So y'all just got to excuse me sometimes. I amaze my own self. I just do so much around here. And normally my co-host, she helps me, but she's not here today because she's getting ready for the Mike Epps concert and everything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Life by Mirko. And he's out of Boston. So here we go.
Let me tell you, baby. Let me say it one more time. It's always what you want it to be. We destroy it under you. Biggest boss, it's like a holocaust. These rap cats are soft, and I don't even floss. Carry a big cross, but my light shine through my lifetime. It's blinded when I rhyme. I'm like one of a kind, don't try to test me. I keep it peaceful, but please don't try to test me. I'm what the best be, live stress free. I'm like a thousand keys, but I don't move keys.
keys, my mind stays bigger, don't even pull triggers, left them at the range, so stay out of range, ain't nothing changed, Miko still my name and this is life.
Hey baby, it's always what you wanted to be,
don't
you have to see
I'm like the biggest boss. Why y'all thugs so soft? Weak and brittle. You know, like peanut brittle. Supposed to be scared of y'all, but I ain't scared at all. You need a new crew. You need a new do. A new theme song. A whole new you. I'm Anderson Silva. I'm like Brock Lesnar. I'm Randy Couture. What you want more? I'm a 40 cal. I'm like a 380. I'm a 12 gauge in the blue Mercedes. I'm like Roy Jones. Full time to hit 'em. I'm Chef Ray Corn. Fresh from the kitchen. I'm like a miracle. You know what rap was missing?
It's always what you wanted to be.
I'm like the biggest boss, it's like a holocaust. I'll never take a loss, clowns count the cost. I'll never take a loss, I'll never fall off. I'm like a sawed off, so plastic and powerful. Mouthpiece, it's like a barrel full. It ain't about the cars, but I drive a Porsche in the black spider. Roll up right beside ya, you ain't no rough rider. Son, you's a liar, you stuck on pacifiers. I'm like Jay-Z, I'm like Martin, cause boy, it's so crazy.
Heard they want to be. You hear a rap on your the other. Nigga sleeping on the one in the bed with a dozen. Got an effing mask. Try and get a B while I'm seeing all the bitches who be trying to get the D. Bang. Bring it through your fix by the split where the border break. I've been getting money, but there's always more to pay. Always. Job turkey. Shaking, make mixing. Ironic with the skate, go to skate with the chicken. Fish scale. Boys in the hood. Fish burn. You been on my dick long enough, boy, it's your bitch turn. 10 toes down, all hands on deck. And I'm ballin' so they got me with a hands on check.
I'm not a god. Somebody says I got the coppers on my car. I had a brick and now the coppers in my car. The crazy shit, I had the Glock up in my car. We back the 40s, it's like we heard they wanna be. You hear a rapper, he getting murdered on the street. If I die at a stake, then bury me like Holly Stick. Let the world kiss my ass and make it known, suck a dick.
I'm not a god. Somebody told I got the llama in the car. I pass the hood, it's like Obama in the car. I bag your bro, your baby mama in the car. Know if the 40 in his nigga where it hurts. Call up the Scoobies and leave a little nigga hurt. If I die today, tell the homies gon' kill him. His kids in the car, the little niggas gon' win, eh?
Reloaded.
Wow, that was, woo! Damn it, that was Mel Matrix, Jim Jones, Kingpin, Slim, and that was John. That shit go fucking hard in the paint. Yes, it do, yes, it do, yes, it do. So here's another song that goes hard in the paint. This is from my artist. I'm your personal assistant, and it's Orf Drop BMF. And I am going to play my favorite song by them, and it's called Work Off.
This is a banger. DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga, fuck with that trap shit. Trap, I do that shit on Thursday. DJ Brady, get this. Zo Pound, BSM, nigga, all day. I still got the math packed inside of me. Still got Rick Fair in the cab, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as of last week. I like to stack my money up like Ross. Over the stove with the whipping, man, I'm like a kid. Had that bitch back flipping like a white chick. So busy told me go hard, go raw. I can step on my, you know that I'm a cold one. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales? We don't need guns. We already got your kids and your love guns. Blowing on that orange kush, call that bitch Kathy. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking granddaddy. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got 100 birds coming, I can sit it to you. We some niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We some niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off.
On the highways, Rick Session trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, the square was white. Front up by the OGs, had it cane white. Not 2011, not a single dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things, a bow, a cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, and I'm always in white sheets. Chopped off and family crying and praying priests. OTs, overseas blowing OGs. OTs, it got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this old gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white gang.
No. We some niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We some niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we them niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back. The bananas. I'm talking about moving 4 to 5 units a day. Now I'm taking it back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking the interims, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. I even had a dime, no deal. Now I'm taking it back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Niggas copping them, nigga. Breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I even got phone calls, nigga. Niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue DaVinci, he'll be home soon.
Man, free the weed, dog. Free the mob, nigga. Chill out here. Be a mess a lot.
Wow, that was work off. And you know what? I am about to play this song by Montana the Met. I don't know where he's at. He's hitting me up on Twitter. So my damn tweet deck is acting real tarded or something like that. I don't know what the hell is going on with it. So what I'm going to do is go to my music bank and find what I need to find. Let me refresh it. I know y'all like, what the hell do you do all day? I do a lot of stuff all day. What do I do? I sit home. I promote. I interact with artists. I do a whole lot of stuff, to be honest with you. It's just that I am such a busy person. I know I can't help it. I'm looking for this one song, Girls Gone Wow, and I don't know what the hell it is. So in the meanwhile, I'm gonna play something else. By Montana the Mac, I am going to play, oh, here it is, Girls Gone Wow. Wow, that can't be it. Wow, I guess so. Where in the fuck they do that at? Let me go find another one. I gotta have another track. Gotta be something else that should be let's see how long this one is. Okay, here we go.
Straight cash, baby, no change. We saw the same old loud as in a gun. Oh, yeah. Don't you know I rock the job strong, what you know what I mean? Straight up, you hear me? Feel that hate away to bring a light. We pull on ball on this song, man. So turn up. Sound scattered.
That was Girls Gone Wild by Montana the Mac. Oh, I like that song. It got a nice little beat to it. Ooh, that is really, really nice. So, now with that out the way, and we're going to play his next one. I'm going to wait for him to call in to play the next one. But in the meanwhile, let's see. I'm going to call and play Make It Pop, and this is from the artist in my hometown. Normal call to me. So, for guys, for everybody that missed it, we had some interesting conversations. We had Mr. Blast Your Thoughts, and I need everyone to go to www.blastyourthoughts.com and yours spell you are, and create a profile and blast your thoughts on whatever it is you feel like talking about. Me personally, I blast my thoughts on fake people. I blast my thoughts on motherfuckers that fake the funk. Like, if you know that you freaky and you nasty, don't sit there and fake the funk. blast your thoughts on the motherfucker. She sucked your dick tonight, and you meet her a year later, and she act like she don't suck dick. That's something for you to blast thoughts on. So let me go ahead and bring AJ back in, because he is quite interesting as I'm waiting for, oh my God, I see Montana. Let's bring him on. To AJ, I'll bring you on. Hey, Montana.
What's going on? You all right?
I'm good. How you doing?
On this road, on the computer.
Where you going?
You know. What'd you say?
Where you going?
Headed to Dallas.
You're driving?
Hello?
Yeah, you're driving?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. You don't look like the type of person that has the patience to stay in the car that long.
Nah, it's like when I be wanting to do extracurricular activities, I can't do them on the plane.
Ah, so you got in-car pussy with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So who's driving? I know you not.
The chauffeur. We call him Chauffeur Jay.
Oh, okay. Because I know it couldn't be Mel or Vic, because they don't look like they'll drive more than 2 hours.
Nah, Mel and, I think Mel and VA.
Wow. Everybody just passes by me, and then when y'all are in my city, I don't get to see y'all. I saw.
I know that night was so crazy.
Man,
that night was too crazy.
I feel bad, because that's not what Greensboro is about, so to speak. So you
I
have
know I'm
going to
be coming back real soon. I'm coming back real soon, so you got to show me the city.
We're just not going to go to that spot that you went to.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. It ended up being a crazy night. That's all I can say, you know what I mean?
Trust me, I already know. My first time in there since they changed the name, and I can honestly say I will not be going back. I only came there for you.
Oh, man. I triple salute that. Man, I'm sorry we couldn't make the show go on like how it was supposed to go. Because I was going to put on the greatest show in America.
It's all good. Matter of fact, tell everybody who you are and what you do. Because we just played Girls Gone Wild, and I have to say I like that song. So it will be in my rotation.
Okay, cool. My time of the Mac. Well, really, you know, I'm dropping the Mac, you know. I'm leaving it at town because for some reason, you know, a lot of people wanna, you know, try to assassinate my character with these new Montanas. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So,
fighting your style.
You know, yeah, I had to let it be known. Like, I was the first one to do it besides Hannah Montana. You know, she triple saluted me on that one. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. So I wanted to change it. I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Chama, what everybody called me anyway. Chama, you know. You know, see how I stand out then. Because, you know, I stand out now anyway. I'm the only Montana on the billboard besides Hannah Montana. You know, both of us did that.
So how long have you been rapping?
Since I was like 16. I've been doing shows. I've been on the road since I was like 16.
How old are you now?
23.
Oh, damn.
Well, you thought I was.
Because I thought you was a little older. It could be your swag. I'm not sure.
Oh, you must have thought I was 30 or something, didn't you?
Huh?
You thought I was about 30, 28.
Yeah, in your late 20s for some reason.
Nah.
I'm not going to say that you're a baby, but you're still, you got a whole lot of shit going on.
Oh, so I'm a baby. I'm not gonna say you're a baby. That's what you said.
I'ma say that you're mannish. That's all I'm gonna say.
Man, I'm alright, man. Everything, you know.
So I hear you got a mixtape that's coming.
What you say?
I hear you got a mixtape coming.
Oh, yeah, the statement. the statement. Me and DJ Cassie Kane, he's out of Detroit, professional DJ. I also got a big ranking mixtape coming as well. But the statement is the next mixtape that's going to drop. And, you know, it's been out about a week now, though. It's been out about a week.
It's
up on datfield.com, mixconnect.com. It's a lot of, like, you can Google it. Time of the statement, you'll be able to pull up all the sites. I've been getting good reviews on it, though. So I know you got premiere for me now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to go to DatPiff right now. Hopefully, I think the craziest mixtape that I've seen was Calico Jones, his mixtape that he dropped. And he has Nuke on there, Bluein on there, and it's a live mixtape. That's the first time I've ever seen a mixtape with that many major people on there in the negative.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to say Tita Boy. Cody and Cowboy.
You know what? That's heard him on the Cypher, on the BET.
Yeah.
They could have left him off. He wasn't. I don't know. He didn't. That shit was kind of whack to me.
I thought this was on a mixtape. You know, he had Busta Rhymes. He had everybody on his mixtape.
But sometimes when you have people on the mixtape, it's like it don't matter because either you garbage and you just got them to cover up shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you going to be good and you going to stand out.
Yeah. It's either you got it or you don't.
And a lot of these people just, I don't know. Because like I said, I was listening to Girls Gone Wild and I really liked that beat. It was like really nice.
Yeah, I co-produced it. One of the producers, he signed to my label, State Cat, No Chinese Music.
What you know about producing?
I co-produce. I make beats as well. I just, you know, as like lately, I've been on the road a lot, and you know, I majority of the time, I'm out on the road, so I haven't really been able to just sit in the studio and make beats. When I'm in the lab, I got sessions. I have deadlines to do songs and turn them in.
Oh, wow. That's quite interesting. It's like a lot of times people look at artists and they do like, all they do is just sit in the studio, get high, and make music. That's it. But
I know artists like that too. But it's different when you really get paid to do it and when you're doing it for a hobby.
Exactly. So it's like you don't look at it as a paycheck. You look at it as like a passion.
Yeah, it's a big difference when you get a royalty check and then go buy the mansion instead of a townhouse.
I am looking at your artwork on this mixtape cover, and you funny as hell because you just got like a whole lot of shit going on.
It's a statement. I'm reinventing myself. I'm writing you talent. I'm bringing the world talent, you know. I got a lot of big nines trying to snatch me up right now. I'm having meetings weekly. You know, we fly in and out of town, New York, Kelly. Weekly, we're having meetings. You know, I'm going back and forth with my lawyer. The situation is great. The reinvention of my talent is back. You know what I mean?
Oh,
shit. I'm finna go full-fledged.
So what does full fledge mean? Like, what can the public expect from you? Like, how you gonna bring it?
Man, I really like the shotgun. You know, on football when they do the shotgun. I'm gonna be throwing bullets. Cause I already got songs, the really singles lined up. So I'm gonna be dropping those back to back. Then I got a lot of like a lot of songs featuring big artists that a lot of the ladies like to hear sing. So I got them lined up. It's just all about, we're trying to close my deal out by the end of the year. So, It all depends on, like, you know, how quick it is for me to close the deal. We got like 3-4 deal memos in, so we're going back and forth. We're trying to see what's gonna be the best route for Tommy. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool. That's interesting. Now, my question for you is, like, do you have Tana Straight Cash models, or what do you have?
Like, right now, I'm in reconstruction. Like, when I started the label, like, I wasn't going full throttle with the label. Now I got a whole new team, you know, a whole new setup. And right now, I'm actually looking for females to hit the road with me to support the label. You know what I mean?
Oh, so what
will the female? Like, so I'll probably send out a blast through my YouTube, all my social networks, and tell the females start sending their pictures in, so I can see what's going on. I'm probably 10 females. I might do 10 bad females. You gotta hit me up on my Twitter, hit me up on my Facebook. You know, that's what I'm looking for. You gotta help me out. You feel me?
Okay, my question to you is, what is your definition of a bad female?
I'm going to say a female should be able to answer that herself. If you know you don't look like what you want to look like, why would you even send that picture in to let me see? But if you know you're on point about what you got going on, make it happen.
But see, dudes got different definitions of a bad female than females do. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, motherfuckers tell me I'm bad. I don't see that. I just see me being an average female that has certain aspects that, you know, make me stand out. You know, not too many people gonna be like, my head game is a felony or nothing like that. Or, you know, I'm just like, you know, I feel like in the looks department, you know, I have come a long way. I have accomplished a lot because my daughter is quick to bring out a fucking picture from back in the day when I was like in the 8th grade. I had like a little Jerry Curl afro, and she threatened
me on
Facebook. I'm like, you put it on Facebook, it's just going to be like, damn, boy. I always knew that bitch was going to be bad when she grew up. So
oh, man, that's crazy.
And some females could think that they're bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you got some females that they could be ugly as fuck, but you can't tell them that they're ugly. Because in their mind, it's like, shit, I know I look good. Because so many niggas done lied to them because they wanted some pussy. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, everybody entitled to their own opinion. I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel, baby. I can't even pun on that. Because, you know, you can't tell nobody now when they already convinced.
Well, you gonna tell them when you don't pick they ugly ass to be on tour.
Damn right. I got to tell them that. You can't go out. Now, that's different. When you going out representing me, you can't go out representing me looking crazy. I can't tolerate.
Okay, now, I got another question, too. Like, have you ever let an ugly female, like, bless you with her mouth?
Let her do what?
Have you ever let an ugly female suck your dick? I was trying to be politically correct because I don't know if males exist. And I don't want to get no text messages. Why you ask him that? Because this is a sex talk show.
Yeah, I'm human. Like, it's so many that I don't remember.
Oh, you let that many ugly people suck you?
Nah, I just saying there's a lot that I don't remember. The ugly ones, the fine ones, the all right ones. Who knows? I didn't live this life. I didn't live this shit.
Okay, now the female that you got in the car with you, is that the female that's going to be seen with you tonight in public while you're performing? Or is she going to be in the hotel chick?
What female?
I thought you had a female in the car with you.
Oh, nah, but they working. They keeping up my social networks.
Oh, so do the females that keep up with your social network, how do you pay them?
With cash, currency. U.S. American dollars.
Oh, you don't pay them with no debt. Because, you know, if some rappers, I swear, as my son would say, I swear for the Lord, they'd rather give a female some dick than to give up the money.
Nah, you can't miss Disney with pleasure. That shit go down fast as fuck.
Some of these rappers shouldn't be mixing shit with nothing. They just need to stick to staying in the booth and not coming out. Because some of them be ugly. Some of them be, they can't rap. Females be talking about their dick game. But I don't think you would ever have that problem because I've actually seen your pictures and females. He is a cutie. Like, he is real cute and he's very focused. And what I learned about him, it's his mannerism, because a lot of people tend to think that rappers from the South, they don't have good manners, and, like, just from the situation last weekend, and I got the little direct message from you, it's like, you really do have some old school in you.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm a young OG. Like, you know, when shit ain't right, I mean, you got to be the bigger man and accept what's going on, because like, with shit not being right and, you know, on another person's behalf, shit, you're responsible. You're held responsible. They're not looking at, they don't know everybody else. You know what I mean? You got the name. So, if this your company and you run your company well, shit, you got to step up for all the bullshit that happened. So, I tried to find myself because I didn't even know, like, the ins and outs of what was going on, you know what I mean? I didn't know until I actually got to Greensboro. So I took it upon myself and said, you know, let me holler at her, see what's going on. Because I don't know, like, everybody's coming at me with different situations and people telling their side of the story. And I'm like, this shit don't start from nobody else. This shit starts from me. Now, if a motherfucker out here making me look bad, and that means somebody's job at risk.
And see, that's a very mature attitude to have, because a lot of days, and I'm not even just going to say your age, but it's just like when people get to a certain level, it's like a lot of bullshit tends to come their way. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just got to cipher out what's good and what's bad or whatever and keep it moving. And that's what I like. I really like that about you, because it was like, I was hoping that you was going to come to the deal or no deal in July or whatever,
yeah.
And you didn't, because like a while ago, me and Dashi, we were in talks, and I was going to go with you guys to a couple of deal or no deals and everything like that, and it was, I was like, oh, it would have been cool, because I seen the video on YouTube, and Girls Gone Wild is like perfect, because I felt like just with that song alone, with all the college campuses that we have here, there is no reason why you shouldn't be having no fucking sellout concert here in just this city alone. And then Winston-Salem State, then you got North Carolina Central or whatever. And maybe that's something you want to think about, is doing like a college tour in the state of North Carolina, because we have so many colleges.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what we need to do, throw a North Carolina Girls Gone Wild college tour.
Yeah, and then think about you getting the girls to submit their pictures and everything like that, and they're making their videos, and you're on the road behind the scenes, you're having a Tana moment, and it's like you're sitting here talking to the girls, and they're showing you why they should be on the Girls Gone Wild tour, whether it's booty shaking or standing on their head. As long as they ain't putting their mouth on you and they ain't just laying back showing a pussy that's kind of fucked up, they shouldn't be revealing any of that, because it's clean, but yet it's risque.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be trying, you know, it'd be a stepping stone for them to better their careers.
Matter of fact,
see what they got going on in life.
You
know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel you on that. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and play your song. Wait a minute, hold on. Damn it. See, I be having shit right here, and then that shit be disappearing. It's everything. Hold on. Okay, on everything, the dirty version, because I don't play shit clean around here. I kind of hated playing girls on girls clean. I do all dirty shit because I'm a dirty radio show host. But to be honest with you, I'm just a dirty, freaky bitch. So here we go on everything.
You here.
Dude, you need to fuck with a dude. Because he gonna give you a real thing.
Oh, hell nah. Why would you even be talking to a female like dude?
Because some females are fucked up. They feel like, oh, this man hurt me. And, well, she's not a man. She's a female. But guess what? Females ain't shit either. So if a man hurts you, a female hurts you.
That's crazy right there.
Yeah, if you're a bad bitch, what you need to do is send Montana, Tana Straight Cash, your motherfucking picture, so maybe you can become part of his team.
Fucking right. You need to send it to my personal email, too. I'm personally be checking these pictures. Hell, my personal email. My channel, the Mac at Y-Mail.
Oh, my God, Y-Mail.
Mm-hmm. Because I just be liking, I be liking to keep up with all the new shit. When I think that they start doing Y-Mail, I was like, let me do that. Okay, when I do it, whenever I give it to somebody, they're like, you mean Gmail? No, I mean Y-Mail. I'm a unique type of person. I'm different.
Y-Mail has been out. But
what
you
say?
It's like, that shit is so easy to get hacked. You gotta go with, Gmail is better.
Nah, it'll be all right.
Well,
I ain't got
what you to do is tweet me that email address, so I can go ahead and do a quick casting call for you.
Okay, cool. I can send it to my channel, the Mac and Y-Mail. And you can send it to Straight Cash No Change at Yahoo. Are you spell Straight Cash? You spell Straight with a eight, STR, the number 8, CASHNOCHANGE at yahoo.com.
See? Females, y'all heard that. If y'all want to be part of this, the statement and part of the new makeover, the new name, the new change, but still the same person, Montana Mac is no longer Montana Mac, but Tana Straight Cash. Y'all need to hit him up. You need to follow him on Twitter. I'll send out his Twitter. I'll send out the link for his mixtape today. And he'll have a write-up on my blog that I'm either going to do tonight or tomorrow. That'll be going out so everybody can see that and see what he's doing and whatnot. So I really appreciate him calling in because it's been a long time in the making. And when you have time, call me so we can try to hook something up. And tonight what I'll do, because I don't go to bed till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll look at all the different colleges and see what's out there. Because I think that would be real cool for you. And then as long as the females on campus are interactive, that they'll push it even harder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be one trick.
See, I'm always thinking of good ideas or whatever. So, you know, then, you know, we can have a Chalk moment and Montana moment. And, you know, I'll put that shit on YouTube and it'll just kill the airwaves because everybody will see how crazy you are and they'll see how innocent and sweet I am and that you corrupted me again. you know, shout, is it Radar Management? Is that what Mail's management company is named?
Mailman Music Management.
Oh, well, I'll give a shout-out to Mailman Music Management and Vic Damone with his 2 followers and no pictures. Like, he got an egghead.
Hell no.
Shout-out to Montana the Mac. And everybody that listened today, this is, like, so cool. I love doing my show. I love being me. And I love keeping it gully. And most of all, I love being, I don't say being nasty because I'm not nasty. I just love being honest. I'm going to say that. So, Tana, I want you to.
Yeah, you're honestly nasty.
You know what? I'm going to have to use that. I'm honestly nasty.
You can't go wrong with this.
You know what? Because
you killing them with.
You said that.
You killing 2 birds with 1 stone when you hit them like that, isn't it?
See, I'm
going to
have to nasty. I'm gonna tell him you gave me that title. I'm honestly nasty.
Straight up though.
See, that's that.
Yeah, I hear that. See, honestly nasty.
Wow. Oh my God. So what I'm gonna do is end this show, and I'm going to be tweeting you, and I'm gonna tweet the link because I pulled up the mixtape and everything, and then I'll talk to you about some other things or whatever, and then we'll make it funky and make some shit happen.
Okay, cool. Let's make it happen.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and everybody, thank you for listening to Chocolate City Radio, and you guys have a great day.
Oh yeah, trip salute. I'll be easy, babe.
Thank you, hon. Bye.
All right.